Cardiovascular disease and cancer, they use a lot of the same players to cause havoc. So there are lots of similarities in terms of the way plaques grow, the way cancers grow. Cancers and cardiovascular disease both need aggressive blood supplies, for example. Some of the drugs used in cancer are also applicable to cardiovascular disease to kill the plaque like you would kill a tumor by simply starving it of blood supply. So anti-angiogenic agents, for example, could be quite useful in cardiovascular disease. And we have nanoparticles that are useful there in both of those scenarios. The timing is a little bit different in terms of the growth of atherosclerosis versus the growth of cancers. Cancers, in many cases, are faster. Atherosclerosis is slower. But the mechanisms have a lot of similarities.